I wanted to mention that for anyone who was worried, I have made my reservations for Pride 48.
Oh, thank God. I was very worried.
Well, on State of the Station, everyone was, or at least Big Fatty, but he speaks for everyone, I'm assuming. He was so worried because I had not made my reservation yet. So I actually made a spreadsheet because, you see, if you go onto the Excalibur website right now, they're running 35% off with a beverage, food and beverage coupon. But we also have a discount code for Pride 48. So what I did was I made three columns, actually four columns, and one column was each room type with just the Excalibur rate. And one column was each room type with the Excalibur just for 2 days, because I'm leaving on Wednesday. The third column was Pride 48 from Friday through Sunday. And then I had a fourth column that was adding up Excalibur plus Pride 48 prices.
The Excalibur?
Excalibur, yes. So yes. When I got my whole spreadsheet done, I did all my sums and everything. And I found out that if you do 2 days of Excalibur price,
yes,
plus 3 days of Pride 48 price, it is the cheapest deal right now. So if you do the full 5 days at just the Excalibur rate, it is $40 to $50 more.
Yes.
So I also mm-hmm. found out that plane tickets are fucking expensive right now mm-hmm. to Las mm-hmm. Vegas. Mm-hmm.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
But he speaks for everyone.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1443 of the BFO for Wednesday the 7th of August 2013. Y'all, coming up on today's... Say it with me.
Big Fatty, you forgot what to say.
Hello, singers. Big Freddy. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, I can't have 1,443 damn shows, and I still can't get it right.
Big Freddy, no one is surprised.
Really good day in the coal mine on Tuesday. Y'all got quite a few things done, and you know, I had mentioned that Larry Clyde and a friend of ours, we'll call her Gail, because that's her name. Y'all, we went out for lunch, and so y'all, I think I'm going to do this.
It's restaurant recommendation time. It's restaurant recommendation time. Come on, Big Fatty, and make that recommendation for a restaurant for us to eat at, because it's restaurant recommendation time. It's restaurant recommendation time. Let's eat.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. That is Tom of Tom and Terry up there in the Chicago's. I don't know which of their places he was singing that from, but y'all, I want to recommend this restaurant that Larry Clyde and Miss Gail and I went to. Y'all, it was called the Rutledge Cab Company, and y'all, Big Fatty, and they, you know, they had breakfast all day long, and they had. What else did they have? They had sandwiches and appetizers and solids and all kinds of good stuff. Big Fatty had the French onion soup with the gear cheese and a rye crouton in it. Y'all, it was real good. And then I had the romaine wedge solid with blue cheese and bacon and chopped apples and pickled onions. And y'all, it was just lovely. But y'all, it's made me, all that cheese has made me extremely gassy. But Gail gave me a celebration of exiting the birthday card. And on the front of it, y'all, it says, "You're not old until the fat lady sings." And y'all, there's a woman dressed up like a Viking standing on the stage, and the audience is watching. And y'all, then you open it up and... Y'all, it sounds like Joanne Worley. Can't you just see her sticking her finger up to her cheek and going... Fanny, you're silly. So anyway, but y'all, I just loved that. And Larry Clark had a delicious looking hamburger and a garden salad. And Miss Gale, y'all, she had a what did she have? Oh, she had a garden salad and a flatbread with I don't know what was on it. But anyway, y'all, it was just lovely. Now y'all, I got a package in the coal mine today. And y'all, that Moose P told me to be on the lookout for something. And y'all, it came by the FedEx. Oh, dear Gussie. And y'all, so I'm going to embargo that. He told me to embargo that until later in the week as well. Yes, Big Fatty. And you, Big Fatty, you know what I'll be doing later in the week. Poodle, what will you be doing? Okay, thank you so much. But... Y'all, I have a feeling that by the end of this show, you're going to be sick and tired of... Okay, I want you to... I'm going to give you a second to get out your pencils, because I got a recipe for you. Yes, Big Fatty! Y'all, I do this segment because nobody else does a recipe of the day. Yes, Big Fatty, nobody, absolutely nobody, and never has. But y'all, this is called the Crock-Pot Balsamic Chicken. And y'all, it sounds really pretty good, and I think it would work well in the Crock-Pot. So y'all, you might want to write this down. You start with 1 teaspoon of the garlic powder. Then you have 1 teaspoon of dried basil, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of pepper, 2 teaspoons of dried minced onion, 4 garlic cloves minced, 1 tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil, 1/2 cup of balsamic vinegar, 8 boneless, skinless chicken bazooms, and a sprinkle of fresh chopped parsley. Y'all, and what you do is you combine the first 5 dry ingredients, that's the garlic powder, the basil, the salt, pepper, and the dried minced onion, in a small bowl and spread over the chicken on both sides. Then set that aside. Then you pour the olive oil and the garlic on the bottom of the crock pot and place the chicken on top of that and pour the balsamic vinegar over the chicken, cover and cook on high for 4 hours and sprinkle with fresh parsley on top to serve. And y'all, it looks absolutely delicious. And y'all, you know, if it's cooked in the cracker pot, it's gonna be nice and juicy. And y'all, I have a feeling that when Big Fatty makes this and tries it, he's gonna say, okay, yes, Big Fatty, you're just silly. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, last time we was over here at Spotting Big Fatty, that Peter G spotted Big Fatty there in Oz. Ooh, dear Gussie, in Oz. Y'all, that Peter G's been at it again, y'all. It says, folk dancers from the Faroe Islands are excited about St. Olaf's Day. And y'all, it's just a it's a lovely picture. And y'all, right there in the front in a beautiful... blue dress is Big Fatty, and you know what he's doing? Yeah, okay. And y'all, then Skeeter, you know Skeeter, he's coming to Pride 48, y'all, with the Pod Cubs. He says it's a picture of Big Fatty on a box of Nutty Bars, and it says, who doesn't like a little fatty nutty bar? Well, Skeeter, when you see Big Fatty's Nutty Bars, you know what you're going to say. Yeah, okay. And then finally, y'all, Anonymous spotted Big Fatty, and y'all, Big Fatty is wearing a bacon suit, and it says, Bacon, you're doing it wrong. Big Fatty! Thank you. Dear Gussie, y'all, can you believe it? 4 weeks from today. 4 weeks from today, Big Fatty and many others will be arriving in Lost Wages for Pride 48. Oh, and... It's not as funny as the goat, but I do enjoy it. But y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard that Daniel Biba and Adam Burns, you know, they're two of the suits, along with that Joey Bukkake and the skirt this year, the host of Pride 48 is Nessa. I woke up Tuesday morning, and y'all, there's big doings in the works, and we're going to have some very big announcements for everybody that is coming to Lost Wages on this Sunday night, the 11th of August at 7 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, there's going to be a State of the Station the 11th, 18th, and the 25th. And the 25th is the last one because the next weekend is Labor Day weekend, and we're not doing it then. No, Big Freddy! But, y'all, you want to make sure you tune into that. And if you're a podcaster, please pass that word along to your listeners who may be coming to Lost Wages. And, y'all, there's all kinds of new information over there at the Pride 48 website. Big Freddy, I was over there, and all I got to say is...
Hi, Big Fatty.
Hi, Poodle.
Hi.
It's Ed here from It's All About Me podcast. You know, the podcast that's following Big Fatty on Pride 48. I'm still in shock. Anyway, Big Fatty, I have a question for you. So if you can start the music, wait for it, now.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Axe Big Fatty question today comes to us from Ed. Y'all, he is on the It's All About Jeremy a little show, and he is out there in Albuquerque. Big Fatty, is that near Phoenix? Probably knows Gary. Ed?
Okay, my question is, last year for Pride 48, I didn't have the chance to have breakfast with Big Fatty, and I am going to make it a chance to definitely do at least one morning this year. So I just want to know, the four of us, we get in to Las Vegas on Friday at 7:25, but I don't know what time you all start your breakfast with Big Fatty. What time is it? Where do you all meet? Do I have to, like, do like an RSVP to like sit next to the fat one? I mean, I want to sit next to my pod god, so how do I do that? Do I have to kill someone to do it? Do I have to bribe someone? You let me know. I love you. Love Poodle.
Love you
too.
Have
a good day, and I'll see you in Vegas.
Ed, first of all, thank you so much for calling. It's lovely to hear your voice. And, you know, it's all about Jeremy, a little show, follows Big Fatty. As Ed mentioned, on that Friday night during Pride 48. But, Ed, all that information you've just asked about is over at pride48.com under the events tab. It's going to be... and listen to the State of the Station this coming Sunday night, because there's big doings, I tell you, big, very lovely.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Jay the Hot Tub of the Lotso Podcast.
And I just wanted to ask a quick question of you, so cue the music, and I will wait.
Brick Fatter, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Brick Fatter?
Why do you call yourself Brick Fatty, Brick Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our second Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from the Haunt Cup, and y'all, I don't know why he was whispering. Do we have to whisper about the little show you're on? I don't know. Is it a secret? Are you not allowed to talk about it? I don't know. And y'all, he has got a question for Big Fatty. Big Fatty, that just makes me want to say...
Well, I just wanted to say hi, first of all. I do apologize. I should have said that first. This is my question. I am shopping for a harness. I am looking for a neoprene harness, which seems to be quite popular on the Fort Trost. So my question is, I usually wear somewhere between a 42 and a 44 chest on suits and the like. And I was just wondering if I should get the harness in a small or large, because the cutoff is 42 on the small, and it's 44 to 46, I believe, on the large. I was thinking going smaller is probably the best. Let me know what you think. Thanks, and have a great day. Love ya. Bye.
Yeah, I got to say, y'all, that is Jay the Haunt Cub. And Jay, this is, first of all, thank you so much for calling. And this is an excellent question. Yes, Big Freddy, it's an excellent question because I am an absolute expert on fetish wear. I don't know if you knew that or not. But anyway, Jay, what I would suggest that you do is get your measuring tape and measure your chest just so you got an accurate measurement. And personally, I'd go with the larger one because if you go with the smaller one and it's too tight, you're just not going to wear it. If it's the larger one and it's a little loose, you'll still wear it. Yes, Big Freddy.
Hello, Fat One. It's the Kitty. I just want to let you know that it's a float switch. F-L-O-A-T, float switch. It's not a floater switch. A floater is a body, a dead body, you find near the Ashley or Cooper Rivers as they merge to form the Atlantic Ocean. Just wanted to clear that up. Thank you for calling.
Big Freddy, that's lovely. That's Miss Kitty. It just makes me so excited. But, y'all, that is indeed Miss Kitty. Miss Kitty, first of all, thank you so much for calling. It's lovely to hear your voice. Miss Kitty says that a floater is something that you see in the river or something like that. Big Fatty, a floater is what you see in the toilet once you've had a lot of fiber. But anyway, Miss Kitty, thank you so much, and I'll let you know if it is my float. Y'all, it sounded like when he said it, though, it sounded like he said bloat. Big Freddy, if anybody knows about bloating, it'll be you. But anyway. Oh, Lord. Y'all, I hope you have a... Y'all, I hope you... Y'all, I've had a lot of fun with that little cat, is all I got to say. Adam, what do you think about Big Fatty's little cat he got?
But he speaks for everyone.
Leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.